Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 318. Please be reminded that we are in the discussion of the significant biological special programs or so-called diseases of the organs controlled from the cerebral cortex but with functional changes or functional loss. We already learned retina as one such organ, and today our selected organ is vitreous body. It is a gel-like substance filled in the space between the lens and the retina at the back of an eye. The fluid part composing the 99% of the vitreous body is made by the ciliary body. The gel part is composed of collagen. Vitreous body is transparent and allows light to pass through to reach the retina. It is the vitreous body that is responsible for the intraocular pressure, maintaining the shape of an eye and preventing the walls from collapsing. The eyeball is supported from the outside by a sheath of connective tissue called sclera. The peculiarity of the vitreous body is that it consists of both mesodermal parts controlled from the cerebral medulla and the ectodermal parts controlled from the visual cortex, part of the cerebral cortex. The vitreous body and the retina have several similarities. For example, like the retina, the vitreous body is also divided into two halves, a temporal vitreous close to the temporal bone and a nasal vitreous close to the nose. Another functional similarity is that the images perceived from the right and left visual fields go from the right and left halves of the vitreous body over the optic chiasma to the visual cortex like the retinal halves. Since the vitreous body contains both ectodermal parts and mesodermal parts, the brain control centers of it are also in the visual cortex and in the cerebral medulla respectively. Again, like retina, there is no crossover correlation from the brain to the organ in case of vitreous body also, meaning the right half of the vitreous body of each eye is controlled from the right side of the cerebrum and the left halves of the vitreous of each eye are controlled from the left cerebral hemisphere. I hope you remember what was said earlier, the control centers of both vitreous body and retina are positioned next to each other in the visual cortex. There is a slight difference in the biological conflicts of vitreous body than that of the retina. The biological conflict linked to the vitreous body is a fear of a predator who is sneaking up from behind, whereas that of the retina we learned as a fear in the neck that cannot be shaken off. The biological conflict related to the vitreous body can be expressed best as the fear of someone breathing down one's neck. It is always a fear of a person. Examples are many. An abuser, a stalker, a character assassin, a threatening ex-spouse, a relative who is always after one's inheritance, a supervisor, a teacher, a parent, a doctor, a lawyer, or an authority from the government side, maybe a tax officer, bailiff, police, or a judge. A fear of dogs also can cause this fear of a predator sneaking up from behind. Vitreous body is an organ that responds to the related conflict not with cell proliferation or cell loss but with hyperfunction or functional loss. Let us see them in detail. During the conflict active phase, the mesodermal part controlled from the cerebral medulla will undergo necrosis and the ectodermal part controlled from the visual cortex will undergo functional loss. As a result, there will be an interference of the light transmission to the retina called a clouding of the vitreous. This is also known as green cataract. We learned earlier that the clouding of the lens is known as gray cataract. Another characteristic feature of the CFAs of the SBS of the vitreous body is that due to the refraction of the light by the cornea and the lens, and due to the reversal of images projected onto the retina, meaning the registration of what is perceived in the temporal field of vision on the nasal vitreous, the clouding of the vitreous affects predominantly the nasal halves and therefore the peripheral vision. Dr. Hammer explains the biological purpose of the clouding as to blur the sight of the predator so that the so-called prey may be enabled to focus fully on the escape routes. During the healing phase also, there are few common medical conditions. The clouding of the vitreous body recedes. There will be an edema or fluid accumulation in PCLA phase. The eye floaters or the mouchoirs are experienced by the affected people as spots or flecks floating before the eyes. These spots follow your eye movement but a little after the movement. They may appear also as threads, strings, cobwebs, etc. One sees the floaters because of their shadows they cast on the retina. They disappear once the healing process is completed. With hanging healing, due to conflict lapses, the vitreous body may shrink and pull away from the retina. This is known as vitreous detachment. It can damage the retinal surface also, followed by its healing by scar tissue known as epiretinal membrane. If the scar is formed over the macula, it is called macular pucker because of the wrinkle and shrinkage. Another very common eye condition is glaucoma. During the PCLA, there is edema that can reach into the opening where the optic nerve leaves the eye. This edema is pressed out during the epileptoid crisis. Glaucoma or the increased intraocular pressure by the production of more of vitreous fluid occurs to keep the eyeball firm and to prevent it from collapsing. Glaucoma occurs shortly after the epicrisis. Recurrent epicrisis episodes can damage the optic nerve and can cause even blindness. Recurring glaucoma attacks can lead to progressive loss of peripheral vision. This is known as tunnel vision. Friends, here we conclude our discussion on the vitreous body. I hope you are all benefited by today's Global GNM Health Tips. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.